we get caught in that kind of a whirlpool, it yeah, can be really yeah. hard to get out of it.
Yeah. So yeah, sure. We just got to be aware of the way we are as human beings and what we gravitate towards, and just be aware of how our change is going to affect our world and the people around us. And it just gives us an awareness of what our change can do to people around us and ourselves too. So it's always for good sure. to think about these things in the future, because change is inevitable for the future.
That's what I was talking about earlier with the whole dynamic world. We have a dynamic world. It's the nature of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, for sure.
Yeah, so we are looking forward to our future very soon, because we have a special interview that we had with a great architect. And and his name is Mr. Sapa, and he was he built a very famous temple out in New Delhi, India, and it's the Lotus Temple, and it's a very special, he's got a real special story about it, and that's going to be coming up next week, so we encourage all our listeners to tune in for the special interview next week, and it's going to be pretty awesome and dynamic, so
be fantastic.
So I guess we're going to have to carry on with the rest of our show, and we really thank and appreciate you, Celia, for joining us live and sharing some of your words and wisdom and your perspective on regeneration.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure, and a big shout out and hello to all the students up at SFU and other listeners around the world.
Yes, and we're going to have to say bye for now, and I hope you have a great and awesome weekend and rest of your week, and we're looking forward to hearing again from you next week.
Excellent. I look forward to saying hello to everyone again.
Okay. All right. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and we're going to be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're coming up next, we're going to bring in my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC, but before that, we're going to play his Pick of the Week song, and it's from an artist, Jive Bunny, and it's a rendition of the song Rock Around the Clock, so we're going to listen to that, stay tuned. And enjoy, everyone.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Let's let the right fun join me home and have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two. Rock, rock, rock till the bottom.
All right, we're back, and that was Jive Bunny, Rock Round the Clock, and that was a version Swing the Mood. And we have with us on the line Shkwaish Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's from he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. And he's a very big inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story and history. And he's just a special individual. And thank you, Shkwaish, for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And pretty awesome show. It really took me back to our years of listening to our old-time radio up there at Nickel Valley, and it was all old tunes back then. So, we have a subject today, and it's on regeneration. And we'd love to hear your words on that. Especially since you had to regenerate pretty much your whole life after coming off a ventilator for 12 days and just all your recovery since then.
Yeah. You know, you don't really think of it until you have to regenerate. You know, because, and for me, regeneration, you know, we can't actually, you know, be like a starfish or whatever other creatures can regenerate a whole new appendage, you know, if they lose it.
Yeah.
But, you know, regeneration, I think of it as, you know, reforming, repurposing our lives, you know. You know, we can... Well, even our minds, you know, I could have took the negative route and, oh, woe is me, and still be stunted in my regenerating of my activity, you know, being active, my bodily functions. I could be still Kamloops Hospital in Far North recovering still. You know, if you, my brothers and parents and even some of the nurses were there to push me on, help me in my regeneration, you know.
Yes.
One of the nurses told me, if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, because, you know, for the first few weeks, I had to be fed like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse or a care aide had to feed me.
Mm-hmm.
At least they didn't have to help me chew it. But you know, and from there I learned that I have to reform, regenerate my thoughts on living and eating healthier, you know, because when, you know, when we just live on junk food for as long as I did, you know, of course problems are going to happen,
yes.
You know, physically and mentally and all that. You start to think negatively because suddenly you're not in demand anymore, you know. So, you know, when you're trying to attract a mate, you know, so that's what I think of as reform, regeneration.
It was
pushed towards more positive.
Yeah, it foods. Was. It was so astonishing just to watch you come out of that state, because, you know, the doctors were telling us, like, Yeah, he's going to have to relearn everything, and it really was because you were paralyzed head to toe, and this big machine that you were hooked up to that was helping you breathe, and the tubes that were helping you to eat and keep you, you know, your body with nutrition and food. And they told us, yeah, he's gonna have to relearn everything. And it was so astonishing just to watch you come from that. It was like watching a seed grow. Like the next thing we knew, you were able to move your hands and fingers, and you had to relearn how to even walk. And because of the tracheotomy that you were on, you had to relearn how to talk. And it was kind of a scary thing, but at the same time, at least we were aware of what was happening to you. And it was just an amazing thing to watch as you started to learn all those things that they told us, oh yeah, he's going to have to relearn it, and he will. And then you did, and it was just so amazing. It was so inspiring, and a very special thing. And this is the thing that I like to share with people and let them know that, you know, you can go through the worst parts of life, and you can survive, and you can come through it, and you can regenerate just as you did. Yeah.
You can come back healthier, stronger.
Yes.
Hopefully smarter.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and so this is what I really love to bring you on our program and let people hear what you've gone through and what you survived through, and just get some of the wisdom and words out of you that, you know, helped you come through all those trials and tribulations, and surviving on something that helped you breathe. You know, this ventilator was just an amazing thing. And a big shout out to one of our nieces, Gemden. She's on a ventilator right now too. And we just wish her well in her recovery too, and hope that she heals up and comes through it, and comes through stronger, just like yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can only regenerate if we ignore all the negative waves. You know, I like to quote that. Always with the negative waves. Moriarty.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we can't regenerate if we have negativity.
That's a big special thing that you're always bringing up and letting us know. You know, get rid of those negative waves around you and fill it with positivity.
Yeah.
And the belief, and that's what, you know, that we know that's what helped you get through it. So we know that can help other people. And so it's just always a special time that I get to spend with you, because, you know, you're one of my biggest heroes in this life. And I'm just always proud and happy to share you with the world.
Happy to be still in this world.
So we really thank you and appreciate you for, you know, joining us live and sharing your music and your words of wisdom and knowledge, and just blessing our radio program here at CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah, you know, like the song said, rock around the clock. We can't if we're negative. You know, we'd rather sit there in silence in the corner. So, yeah, get up and shake your body, get it functioning.
Sure, I'd be dancing around. So I guess we're going to have to say bye for now, and we wish you a great rest of your week and weekend, and get out and start getting your regeneration going, and continue to inspire us all, and just lots of blessings.
Thank you, and I thank you, their station and the listeners all abroad, for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back a thousandfold.
Thank you very much. Okay. So bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwaish Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And just always a blessing to have him come on our program and share some of his wise words and wisdom, and just a huge inspiration for the world. So we're going to be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability. And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on our program. And coming up next, we're going to have our Lady Fima, and she's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and a very special individual. And we're going to play her a song from Walk in Darkness. And the name of the song is On the Road to Babylon. And they're from Italy. They're symphonic goth metal. So let's have a listen to that, and stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. Okay, just a minute. I'm going to have to switch over to our other line that's working, and here it is. It's just not working now. Just a minute. All right, I found out. Here it is. we're back, and that was Walk in Darkness on the Road to Babylon. And we have on the line with us, we have Lady Fima. Welcome to our program. Welcome to the show.
And, thank you very much. Thank you. My greeting to you, dear Chief, and the wonderful team and wonderful listeners, respected listeners across the country, outside of the country, the landowner of the country, and the universe. My love and peace to each one of you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, our subject is on regeneration, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Regeneration. Some of the cells in our bodies dies and leave us and leave the body, but the new cell is producing, giving the blood, you know, to the one they needed, and giving the kidney to the individual they needed for their lives. These, all of these actions, you know, and decision making is based, you know, regenerate. Nothing dies. We share, we regenerate. Another example that I can give, you know, is the people that are talented in the movie. They bring their action, they bring their talents, and they regenerate the mind and soul of the audience. And when we watch a good movie, especially in the action one, when we leave the theater, we feel so fresh. We want to do something for the humanity. And we do have significant people like Dr. Payam Akhavan as an international lawyer of the United Nations, and also architect Sahba. And he has done significant job and recognized in the world and rewarded for his talent, for his work, for their commitment, regenerate the mind and soul of the community and the universe. After all, I am the servant of mankind and a student of mankind. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yes.
Thank you kindly.
Yes, beautiful, wonderful words as usual. And we thank you for bringing in all those beautiful guests that were able to fill us full of inspiration, those world achievers that are amazing. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Lady Fima. Thank you for all for joining, and we're going to leave you guys with some Luca Stricanoli and Lincoln Park Points of Authority. So thank you all for joining us.
Nelly Furtado is hosting the Junos.
Sorry about that. We're having technical difficulties. But here goes.